Brokerage responsibilities. License holder competency. Important designations in real estate. TRE, C rule. Section 535.2, I. And SAE and CE, educational requirements for sales agents. The duties of brokers. TRELA requires brokers to advise their sponsored sales agent of the scope of their authorized activities. Unless such scope is limited or revoked in writing, a broker is responsible for the authorized acts of the broker's sales agents, but the broker is not required to supervise salespeople directly. Suppose a broker permits a sponsored sales agent to conduct activities beyond the scope explicitly authorized by the broker. In that case, those two will be deemed authorized acts for which the broker is responsible. A sponsoring broker is required to create competency standards for supervised license holders. Evidence of competency standards might include completion of required education or demonstration of experience in specific transactions. These transactions might include residential, commercial, farm and ranch, leasing, property management, short sales and foreclosures, international selling and listing. Brokers can also set geographical limitations. These competency standards may be communicated in office policies as part of independent contractor agreements or by other means. Determining competency. Competency considerations. A broker should consider questions similar to those below to help determine office standards and training practices. Is a new license holder fully trained and capable of assisting the seller of a high-rise office building in downtown Dallas? Bullet. If not, what skills and knowledge are needed to practice real estate in this area? Should a sponsoring broker assist a new license holder in completing residential contracts? Does the sponsoring broker have license holders unfamiliar with Texas landlord/tenant laws performing residential leasing or taking lease listings? Should a license holder understand cash crops and mineral rights to conduct farm and ranch sales? License holder's competency. A sponsoring broker must maintain written policies and procedures to ensure that a sponsored sales agent is competent to conduct authorized activities. The sponsoring broker also must ensure that each sponsored sales agent receives educational instruction that the broker deems necessary to obtain and maintain competency in the scope of the sales agent's practice. In addition to establishing the scope of the sponsored sales agent's authorized activities, the broker must ensure that a sales agent is competent to conduct authorized activities and that the sales agent receives the necessary educational instruction to achieve that goal. While agents often achieve competency through actual transactional experience, the sponsoring broker may determine there is a need for additional training. For example, a new sales agent wanting to engage in property management might need additional education in that area of real estate. Sales agents must be experts in the real estate areas they practice. The broker is responsible for confirming that the sales agent is competent to carry out the various real estate activities. Continuing education, designations, certifications, mentoring, and in-house training help make certain a sales agent is qualified. Champions designations and certifications. Champions School of Real Estate has courses on negotiations, farm and ranch, and commercial properties, as well as numerous designation and certification classes, including TREC. Rule, Section 535.2, I. Select the headings to learn more about TREC Rule Section 535.2, I. Section 535.2, I. 2. Active status for license holders. Each sponsored sales agent maintains their license in active status at all times while they are engaging in activities subject to the Act. Bullet: all sales agents conducting real estate activities must have an active real estate license. It is the sponsoring broker's responsibility to maintain written policies and procedures to ensure that their sales agents have active licenses. Bullet: ideas for staying up to date on keeping a sales agent's license active include maintaining a sound calendar system, It is safer to maintain 2 or 3, and verifying that the sales agent provides the Texas Real Estate Commission with up-to-date contact information. Bullet, before a cash disbursement authorization, CDA, is submitted to the title company authorizing payment to a sales agent, the broker should always check the TREC licensing records to confirm the sales agent has an active real estate license that has not expired. Bullet. If a sales agent's license becomes inactive or expires, they may not conduct any real estate activities. A broker who allows an unlicensed person to practice real estate and/or receive compensation could face disciplinary action. Section 535.2(i)(4). Notice of changes to TREC rules or forms. Each sponsored sales agent is provided on a timely basis, before the effective date of the change, notice of any change to the Act, Commission rules, or Commission promulgated contract forms. Bullet E. Brokers must ensure that they notify all sponsored sales agents about changes to TRELA, the TREC rules, promulgated contract forms, and any educational requirements. Bullet Brokers can stay up to date by reading the TREC Advisor and publications from the Texas Realtors and the National Association of Realtors. Bullet, the broker/lawyer committee, drafts the promulgated forms, and TREC promulgates them, making them mandatory for sales agents' use. Sales agents must be trained in advance of the effective date of any new contract forms. Section 535.2(i)(5). Sales agent coaching to ensure competency when first completing brokerage activities. In addition to completing statutory minimum continuing education requirements, each sponsored sales agent receives such additional educational instruction the broker may deem necessary to obtain and maintain, on a current basis, competency in the scope of the sponsored sales agent's practice subject to the Act. At a minimum, when a sales agent performs a type of real estate brokerage activity for the first 3 times, the broker must require that the sales agent receive coaching and assistance from an experienced license holder competent for that activity. Bullet. The Texas Real Estate Commission requires a minimum number of hours for continuing education, SAE and CE. Bullet, visit the TREC's website for more information about SAE and CE requirements. Please be advised that the education requirements are subject to change. SAE requirements for first-time renewals. If you are renewing for the first time, active or inactive, you must have a total of 270 qualifying real estate course hours, including the following courses. 30-hour real estate brokerage. Now a requirement. 8-hour legal update, 1 and 2. 4 hours of each course posted to your license record prior to submitting your renewal. 6-hour broker responsibility. If you have been made a supervisor by your broker. Granting of credit. Qualifying credit will not be granted if you were previously given credit for a substantially similar qualifying course within a 2-year period. License holders may not defer SAE requirements. TREC will not renew licenses until they complete the required education. Active sales agent license renewal requirements. Active sales agents must complete 18 hours of approved continuing education, CE, courses, including 1. 8 hours of TREC legal update 1 and 2. 2. 3 hours of contract-related coursework. 3. 7 hours of elective CE. 4. 6-hour broker responsibility. As part of your 18 hours of CE, if you have been made a supervisor by your broker. In addition to TREC's minimum education requirements, brokers may require their sponsored agents to take additional education or training. Background checks. Many sponsoring brokers require a background check for all employees with access to the office, including employees of the sponsoring broker and any employees of the broker's sales agents. A broker may wish to consult with an attorney on the implementation of such a requirement, including but not limited to the creation of the proper authorizations to obtain background checks, the type of service that will perform any background checks, the interpretation of any background reports, and the criteria to use when basing decisions on information in the background reports. Growing public awareness of the duties of a license holder. Due to an increasingly litigious society, the general public has become more aware of the duties required of a real estate agent. Many lawsuits against real estate brokers and salespersons are related to the perceived failure of the agent to perform their fiduciary duties. Such a lawsuit can be damaging to both the broker and salesperson and result in additional action by the Texas Real Estate Commission against the agents. License holders must understand agency relationships to provide the level of service Trella, the broker, and the marketplace require. Brokers and their sales agents must comprehend the agency relationships and duties that are part of real estate brokerage. According to TRELA, brokers must have a means of ensuring that their sponsored license holders understand agency law, the state laws governing licensure in Texas, and the roles people play in agency relationships.